So before I'm going to deliver the message, I want to take a moment and pray for the team that left yesterday to Guatemala. Team and six more people joined another church, and they are in Panajachel. They're going to be there for a week, being salt and light in that community, showing the love of Jesus, letting people know that there is hope. So let us pray. Amazing Lord, we give you thanks for the opportunity that Crossroads and Woodlake United Methodist Church have the opportunity to be there in Guatemala. We pray for your blessing upon them. We pray, Lord, that the work of their hands and their presence in there is salt and light for that community. Lord, bless their hearts, transform them, and transform the community that is around them. Be hope, be love. And Lord, now, as we get ready to receive your teaching together, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Going to a good restaurant with my husband is one of my favorite things to do. The food is important, of course, but the ambience of the restaurant is too. It can take a long time for us to decide where to go. I am very indecisive in making those decisions. And so to have the two things at the same time, it can be difficult. Because some restaurants have good food, but no ambience. And other ones can have very good ambience, but ordinary food. I love Persian food, and we found a good restaurant in D.C. The last time I went, I had Joji kebab. I can't say it, but I love it. My husband, even he doesn't like to go into the city, he joins me because he knows that we will have great food and great ambience at the same time. Food and ambience are important for a great date. There are two different elements that Jesus mentioned, salt and light, so that his teachings could be spread through the whole earth, or to the end of the whole earth. Salt and light, the amazing duo. Just a mineral and energy, but both very essential to life. One of my neighbors is salt and light to me, to my family, to our neighbors, and I believe to everybody he encounters every day. He told me that when he was working, he was always looking to add value. That has been his philosophy during all his life. He said that he managed a team, so he was always looking to have conversations with them so that he can tell them how well they do, how the project was having great results. He was adding value to them always, encouraging them to do even better. He even said that there was a time when he really needed to encourage them to do even better. So he created these small papers, and those papers were like, see me so that you can redeem this paper for something great. And it was a gift card to restaurants so that they could go with their families and enjoy a nice meal, a time of being together. Do you have a neighbor that is salt and light? Are you that person? Jesus calls us to be the salt and light to the world. How do we do that? Pop quiz. We just studied spiritual disciplines, and those were, worship and prayer, yes. We talk about service, giving, studying, and sharing. Correct. Good job. Good job. So those spiritual disciplines are very important because they add value to us so that we can add value to the world. Today, we start a new sermon series called Be Well. During this sermon series, we are going to learn how we think about the wellness of the community around us and how we can add value to it. A large part of Jesus' ministry was about people experiencing the power of God through healings and transformation. Everywhere he went, he was adding value to people's life. Every town he visited was not the same after he left, and people started to follow him. There was a moment in his ministry when thousands came to hear him speak, and that moment is recorded in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5 through 7. It is known as the Sermon on the Mount. During that sermon, he taught crowds different ways of being and doing life. He emphasized values that were not what they thought they were. He turned everything they knew on its head. During that sermon, he gave the disciples and us our identity. He said to them, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its saltiness, how will it become salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill can be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people so they can see the good things you do and praise your God who is in heaven." Jesus tells them to be a reflection of him. People that add value to others, who bring change and transformation. Jesus is telling us today to be salt and light as followers in Ashburn, Virginia, in Loudoun County, in the United States. Last Sunday, Tim invited us to live in the hope of Easter Sunday. Every Sunday is a little Easter, reminding us to be salt and light so that hope can continue to be given to the people on earth. Jesus used that metaphor of salt and light because those two elements were and are very essential to our living. We are essential so that people know the love of Jesus. So he calls us to be preservers of his teachings and commandments. He calls us to be fertilizers who can influence others to live in hope, healers of the world. So preservers, salt was used to be a preservative. Our actions and our words preserve Jesus' teachings. This is how we can continue to ignite hope in others. One way of being preservers today can be by taking the time of noticing who is around us. Try to connect and engage with them. That will add value to their lives. Remember my neighbor? He took time. He took time to talk to people. He takes time to talk to me. A little salt makes a difference. Fertilizers. The early farmers used salt to improve the productivity of the land. Adding salt to the ground made the ground be more fertile. Fertilizers makes the soil that already exists even better. So our actions of service, our prayers, our giving, and our knowledge can help other people's realities more fertile, becoming more fruitful. By them becoming more fruitful, they themselves can become fertilizers to others. So it is a chain of hope. Healers, have you ever used salt as a healing element? Yes? No? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I do. I often do. And I use it when I have a sore throat. You know, I have some warm water and I add salt and I do some gargles. That works perfectly for me. And I often also use salt when I'm exhausted. I take a warm bath and I add some Epsom salt and some sea salt. And that makes me feel better. So we can be the healers of the world. There are so many people around us who are suffering from mental, physical, and spiritual illnesses. And we can offer tools to heal. Remember the spiritual disciplines we mentioned again? So those spiritual disciplines will help, will be tools to healing for them. Those are essential for us to be light and salt. Our church has a vision. Do we know the vision? Yes, it's on the wall. And it is to transform the world, one person, one family, and one community at a time, with the unconditional love of Jesus. And we are doing it. You have seen it. More people are coming to get to experience the love of God here. But we want to go one step farther and one step deeper, creating more saltiness and more thirst for Jesus and more brightness in the future. So don't miss this sermon series, Be Well. Do not miss it. Come every Sunday. Remember, one of the disciplines is to worship, to pray together. So come, be inspired so that we together can be salt and light. Ooh, in Loudoun County and beyond. Each of us has been created in the image of God. We are all beautiful creations. Yes, don't cry, we are. But we, all of us, are different, just like salt and light. Salt can come in a kosher way. There is Himalayan salt, there's ionized salt, there is sea salt, different kinds. They're all different, but they are salt. And light is the same. They can be bright, dim, twinkling light, or it can be of different colors. We all are different, but we have something to add to the world. Which salt are you? Which light are you? Salt and light are different, but in their uniqueness, we can make a change. So, using also light, we, being light, can be preservers, fertilizers, and healers. So, being the light as preservers, we are the recipients of the light of Jesus, and we should preserve it every day. How? Again, our spiritual disciplines, they're key here, especially prayer. And Our church has a daily devotional, a daily prayer, a daily focus, and a nightly prayer. With that, the church is trying to add value to your life so that you can preserve the light of Jesus in the world. If you are not subscribed to that, subscribe, because you will be able to receive light every day when you read this. Another way to get the light and preserve it is to join a small group, to be in connection with others, to be in conversations. That will help us to be preservers of the light. Fertilizers. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. Share it so that others might know the way to me. He's not telling you maybe. He's not saying perhaps. He's saying you are. How? Easy. You can smile to others. You can show mercy. You can show kindness. You can be just. Even a small light can make a difference. And that small light can help people to find Jesus. Healers, the power of light is medicinal. Some light is necessary. Some people suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, during the fall and winter because of the lack of sunlight. Phototherapy uses ultraviolet light and is used to cure jaundice or other skin conditions. Red light therapy promotes wound healing and tissue repair. So our acts of service, our presence in the world, our care for each other can help people heal. Our individual lights are meant to be used, so let's use them. Food and ambience are good, but they are not essential. Salt and light are essential for our Christian living. So Crossroads, show up during this sermon series every Sunday so that we do not lose our saltiness and our light. Let's continue to add value every day to our lives so that we can add value to others. Let's be salty and shiny. And I know salty in American English means that you are going to be not very good, but I'm using it as add to where you go. Be the light of Christ. Give more flavor of love to the world. Amen? Amen. Amen. Amen.